The Book of Matthew, Chapter 11. Then Pharisees and scribes from Jerusalem come to Jesus, saying, "Why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they don't wash their hands when they eat bread." And he answered and said to them, "Why do you also transgress the commandment of God because of your tradition? For God said, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and 'He who speaks evil of father or mother, let him die the death.' But you say, 'Whoever will say to his father or his mother, that with which you might have been profited by me is given to God, he will not honor his father.' And you have made void the word of God because of your tradition. You hypocrites, Isaiah prophesied well of you, saying, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they worship me, teaching as their doctrines the precepts of men.' And he called to him the multitude and said to them, 'Hear and understand. There is nothing from outside the man that going into him can defile him, but the things which proceed out of the man are those that defile the man.' Then his disciples asked of him the parable. And he said to them, 'Are you so without understanding also? Don't you perceive that whatever from outside goes into the man, it can't defile him, because it does not go into his heart but into his belly and goes out into the latrine? That which proceeds out of the man, that defiles the man. For from inside, out of the heart of men, evil thoughts proceed, fornications, thefts, murders, adulteries, greed, wickednesses, deceit, sexual immorality, an evil eye, railing, pride, foolishness. All these evil things proceed from inside and defile the man. A good tree is not able to produce evil fruit, neither is a corrupt tree able to produce good fruit. For the tree is known by its fruit. For men do not gather grapes of thorns, nor do they gather figs of thistles. The good man out of his good treasure brings forth good things, and the evil man out of his evil treasure brings forth evil things." And Jesus went out from there, and withdrew into the parts of Tyre and Sidon. And look, a woman, whose little daughter had an unclean spirit, having heard of him, came and fell down at his feet. Now the woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by race, and she implored him that he would cast forth the demon out of her daughter. And he said to her, "Let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs." But she answered and says to him, "Lord, even the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs." And he said to her, "For this saying, go your way. The demon has gone out of your daughter." And she went away to her house, and found the child laid on the bed, and the demon gone out. And Jesus departed from there, and came near to the Sea of Galilee. And he went up into the mountain and sat there. And there came to him great multitudes, having with them the lame, blind, maimed, mute, and many others, and they cast them down at his feet, and he healed them, insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the mute speaking, the maimed whole, and the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they glorified God. And Jesus called to him his disciples and said, "I have compassion on the multitude, because they continue with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. And I don't want to send them away fasting, lest perhaps they faint on the way." And the disciples say to him, "From where should we have so many loaves in a desert place as to fill so great a multitude?" And Jesus said to them, "How many loaves do you have?" And they said, 7 and a few small fish." And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves and the fish, and he gave thanks and broke and gave to the disciples, and the disciples to the multitudes. And they all ate and were filled. And they took up that which remained over of the broken pieces, 7 baskets full. And those who ate were 4,000 men, besides women and children. And he sent away the multitudes and entered into the boat and came into the borders of Magadan. And the Pharisees and Sadducees came, and trying him asked him to show them a sign from heaven. But he answered and said to them, "An evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and there will no sign be given to it, but the sign of Jonah." And he left them and departed. And the disciples came to the other side and forgot to take bread. And Jesus said to them, "Take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees." And they reasoned among themselves, saying, "We took no bread." And Jesus, perceiving it, said, "O you of little faith, why do you reason among yourselves because you have no bread? Do you not yet perceive? neither remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000 and how many baskets you took up, neither the 7 loaves of the 4,000 and how many baskets you took up. How is it that you do not perceive that I did not speak to you concerning bread? But beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees.